This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. In Aurora, a worker trapped in a sewer line trench that collapsed has died. Rescue crews were able to recover the body last hour. The trench collapse happened earlier this afternoon. There are no reports of any other injuries or what caused the collapse. The death comes as new government data show that Colorado had 96 work-related fatalities last year. That's up from 78 deaths the year before. Transportation incidents were the leading cause of fatalities, even though they dropped overall from the year prior, and the vast majority of work-related deaths were among men. Officials say that for the first time since 2016, violence and other injuries by people or animals was the second leading cause of death in workers. The Secretary of State's office says that the conservative group Unite for Colorado should have to disclose its donors after spending millions on ballot initiatives in 2020 and 2021. The group has now racked up $120,000 in fines from the state because it did not disclose who gave it money. But Unite for Colorado's attorney Jason Dunn says it's being treated differently than liberal groups.
The Secretary of State tried to move the goalposts only for them, despite a clear legal history to the contrary.
The group is in a pitched legal fight against the Secretary of State's office, challenging part of the fines, and a decision could come next year. State lawmakers recently passed specific rules about when these political groups have to report their funding, which could prevent future disputes. You are listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.